The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. As I mentioned before we went to the break, the Wolverines gearing up for a road rematch with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, a team that they just destroyed. I mean, they won by 25 back now. What was that? You know, a little over a week ago.
9 days ago.
Yeah, a little over a week ago, they won by 25 points. And now Minnesota still ranked. Michigan goes on the road to take on the number 23 Golden Gophers. Going to do that tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And a team that now, you know, they got a lot to prove in this game, especially Liam Robbins, who was dominated by a freshman. Marcus Carr, who had an off game, but Marcus Carr's had a couple of off games here. Of late, as has Liam Robbins. They're going to be on their home floor, much more comfortable. Know what Michigan brings to the table. Going to be much tougher this time around, at least on paper. You know, the Gophers are, but got to believe, as I've been saying, the defense travels. That's one of the things that gives me a lot of confidence.
Real quick, just to correct you, it's 1 o'clock Central, the game tomorrow.
Okay. But my bad. It's just looking at the schedule, you're absolutely right. It says 1 o'clock Central, which is obviously an hour earlier than we have, than it is for us here. So, you know, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, folks. Anyway. Let's go ahead and hear from our first guest or our first interview this morning as Michigan assistant coach Howard Eisley sat down with the media yesterday. Here is Howard Eisley.
I know it's not easy replacing someone like Xavier Simpson, but what have you seen from Mike Smith and Eli Brooks this season?
Well, the thing that jumps out are they are both willing passers. They are both willing to give to the team and to the group. The thing that has really helped them and helped us is that they're both our experienced players. Mike Smith coming in here still has a chip on his shoulder and feels like he has a lot to prove. And he has really bought into our culture and doing the things that we are trying to get our team to do.
And then how much does it help the team's defense to have someone like Eli who can match up against someone like Demetri Trice and Marcus Carr on a nightly basis?
Honestly, Eli's probably one of the best on-ball defenders that I've been around. The fact that he's able to get into the ball and very rarely does he ever get screened. So he does an excellent job on that end of the floor. And we just continue to really try to be helping him behind with our bigs. And I think our length has really bothered teams up to this point.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
And that was Michigan assistant coach Howard Eisley talking about, hey, don't get complacent. Don't feel like you arrived. That seems to be a message that is one that's being received and echoed across the board as the Wolverines head into facing a team that they dominated. Just 9 days ago. The gear will shift. We get to the break. When we come back on the other side, we will hear from Shondi Brown, Michigan's bench weapon. Comes off and could start on most teams. Hell, could start on this team if they wanted him to. And be really, really effective. But a lethal six-man potentially for the Wolverines in any given game. He's going to chat with the media. You're going to hear us chat with the media on the other side here. On the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.